From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Audie Cornish. Day two of the government shutdown is nearing its finish with no end in sight. And that's in spite of talks at the White House late today. President Obama brought together the top party leaders from the House and the Senate. But after meeting for more than an hour, the two sides report no progress. We're joined now by NPR's Mara Liasson at the White House. And Mara, right after the meeting, House Speaker John Boehner spoke to the media, and he said President Obama will not negotiate.
All we're asking for here is a discussion and fairness for the American people under Obamacare. I would hope that the president and my Democrat colleagues in the Senate would listen to the American people and sit down and have a serious discussion about resolving these differences.
So, Mara, it seems like nothing's changed here, at least not the rhetoric.
No, it hasn't. I mean, this is the basic House Republican talking point, that they want to negotiate, but they want to negotiate over doing something to derail or delay or defund Obamacare. And on that, the president and the Democrats have been very firm. They're not going to talk about that.
As for the Democrats, Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid emerged from the White House meeting, continuing to blame Republicans for the stalemate.
We're through playing these little games, and all is all focused on Obamacare. That's all it's about. And as I've said before, and I'll tell each of you here tonight, they did the same thing to Social Security, they did the same thing to Medicare, and they're trying to do the same thing to Obamacare.
Reid said that the speaker has to accept yes for an answer. He said the speaker wanted to go to conference. Reid said, I thought I'd throw him a lifeline. Let's go to conference. All you have to do is open the government. Then we can talk about anything you want, including health care. But the Republicans aren't ready to do that yet. And it looks like we're stuck where we have been. However, they actually talk to each other. That is some kind of progress.
So where does this crisis go from here?
Well, first of all, the crisis has to play itself out. Government shutdowns have a kind of political life cycle. The public reaction to them starts out slowly and then it builds. In the last shutdown, it took a week or more before people realized this isn't just ridiculous, it's really damaging. And government contractors, government subcontractors, people who own the coffee shop across the street from the IRS office, people start hurting and they get angry and they put pressure on Congress. Now, conservative Republicans in the House are insulated from a lot of that pressure, but not every Republican is. So I think there are talks now around the edges about what could be a face-saving way for the Republicans to open the government. What could the White House do for them other than negotiating to defund Obamacare? I think those talks are going to continue. There's even discussion when we get closer to the debt ceiling, which is a much scarier prospect, of reviving talks about the grand bargain that's looking at the budget and deficit and taxes. A solution to this will have to be found eventually, and I think today's meeting will be the beginning of that.
Mara, just to get a little more into something you mentioned there, the debt ceiling, what does this do in terms of the opening up those talks for that next battle?
Well, the president has been adamant that he will not negotiate over the debt ceiling. And he met with a group of financial industry executives today. He told them they should worry that there actually can be a default. I think up until now, Wall Street thought that was unthinkable. He's trying to get them to put pressure on Republicans. And a debt ceiling is always where Republicans thought they had more leverage, just because the damage it would do to the economy, to the global economy, is so much worse than a government shutdown. I think the closer we get to October 17th, which is the date that Treasury Secretary Jack Lew has said the debt ceiling would be reached, the closer we're going to get to some kind of resolution.
That's NPR's Mara Liasson at the White House. Mara, thank you.
Thank you.